Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1809. Four ways to level up your calisthenics routine by the DIY Active team at diyactive.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you. And on this show, you get the added bonus of hearing my commentary at the end. Oh, and another bonus. On Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, if you want to send me a question, you can do that via email. Just email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Four ways to level up your calisthenics routine by the DIY Active team at diyactive.com. Level up your calisthenics routine. Lifting free weights isn't the only way to build and increase your strength, mobility, and stamina. Another way is to perform exercises that use your body weight as resistance, like push-ups and pull-ups. Your calisthenics routine. Those exercises are referred to as calisthenics. It's a popular form of resistance training that you can do to develop your muscles and become physically stronger with minimal equipment. Note that calisthenics is a subset of bodyweight exercises. The main difference between them is that you can use extra weights in most bodyweight exercises, while calisthenics often is restricted to your own weight. Calisthenics 101. If you're new to it, calisthenics is a form of exercise that helps develop strength and endurance by using your body weight. It's a straightforward, affordable, and effective exercise that can help you reach your fitness goals even in the comforts of your home. As mentioned, you're not required to purchase additional heavy equipment. You only need to be consistent with your calisthenics routine to witness and relish the results. Evaluating the difficulty of your bodyweight training. If you've already mastered the basics of bodyweight training, you might wonder how you can introduce a few challenges to keep things dynamic and interesting. To give you some ideas on how to elevate the difficulty of your calisthenics routine, here are some of the things you can do. 1. Introduce different variations. If you've been performing the same moves for the past couple of months, there'll come a point where the exercise will become boring and too easy for you. This is particularly true if your strength and mobility improved immensely recently. The beautiful thing about calisthenics is that most exercises are modifiable, since each has countless variations. Hence, you can tweak and make them more challenging. A good start is to incorporate simple yet challenging modifications. You wouldn't want to overwhelm yourself with complicated moves that can potentially lead to injury if left unguided. Of course, even if you're not using weights, you can get hurt if you don't adjust the difficulty according to your current fitness level, goals, and body weight. Another way to integrate different variations is to invest in small equipment pieces. While calisthenics doesn't necessarily require any fitness device, investing in a few can help you perform more variations. For example, you can purchase resistance bands and parallettes. And if you have some spare cash, you might want to buy a home pull-up bar. These fitness tools are practical to use and they occupy little space in your home. You can even bring some of them with you when you travel for work to allow you to maintain your routine wherever you are. 2. Add weights to some movements. This is where the lines get blurred. Indeed, doing calisthenics doesn't require using other weights, but if your weight isn't giving you any challenge anymore, you should forget about definitions. The important thing is that you get the exercise your body requires. To add weights to your exercises, you don't necessarily have to purchase any heavy equipment. Just regular free weights will do. For instance, holding a kettlebell while doing lunges can surely burn more calories, making the workout more satisfying. Holding some weights also works wonders when doing other traditional calisthenic exercises, such as squats and trunk twists. Adding weights might seem easy. However, keep in mind proper form. The correct form can help you target the right muscle groups and at the same time, avoid the risk of injury. Moreover, the point here is to not keep on hoarding weights to add difficulty to your training. Instead, master the exercises that feel too challenging to activate muscle hypertrophy and keep the momentum going. 3. Increase the number of repetitions. Another surefire way to level up your calisthenics training is to add more repetitions to challenging moves. Repeating the movement helps you become familiar with it, which aids in making you more proficient. At the same time, increasing repetitions can potentially help you boost muscle endurance and stamina. However, keep in mind not to overdo it to prevent injury and strains. Make sure to listen to your body. If you feel like you need to take a break, you can stop and determine that the current number of repetitions is your maximum. You can add more repetitions once you've gained enough strength to carry on. Take note that when it comes to evaluating your training regimen, rest days are crucial. Your scheduled rest days can help your muscles repair, grow, and become stronger to approach difficult progressions. And 4, work with a personal trainer. The right calisthenics training program will depend on your current fitness level, lifestyle habits, exercise preferences, personal targets, intentions, and more. While you can curate your training plan to increase your training difficulty, you can also tap into the expertise of a personal trainer. A trainer can guide you in creating a tailored fit, a workout plan that works for you and that would help you progress towards your fitness goals. They can also guide you in making sure you're performing the movements correctly to maximize your training and avoid injury. Wrap up. To give you that extra boost and experience a satisfying workout regimen, upgrade your calisthenics routine with intermediate exercises. However, make sure to add rest days so as not to exhaust yourself with the new program. Moreover, by following the suggestions previously mentioned, you'll surely have an idea of how you can tweak your routine and keep it challenging for you. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Ways to Level Up Your Calisthenics Routine by the DIY Active Team at diyactive.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. The tips shared in this article are fantastic. If you're interested in amping up your bodyweight exercises, there are definitely lots of options. I would like to add a favor to mine, changing the speed. So, say you're performing push-ups and you're tired of doing them the same ways. You've tried performing push-ups with your arms in different positions, wide, normal, and narrow. You've tried putting your legs up on a bench and performing push-ups that way. You've tried performing wall push-ups and you're over it. Something else you could try is to change the speed of your push-ups. So you could try performing as many as you can within a set period of time. So you could set the timer on your phone for, let's say, 30 seconds, and try and perform as many push-ups as you can while maintaining proper form in those 30 seconds. Then, once those 30 seconds are up, take a 90-second break and try it again. Just don't expect that you're going to get the same number of push-ups in the second round. You'll find that if you increase the speed of your repetitions like this, your workouts probably won't last as long, but that's okay. Remember, you're increasing the intensity, so it's totally normal if you find that you're exhausted much more quickly than you're used to. The other thing you could do is slow down your push-ups. So as you're performing the push-up, count 1, 2, 3. That's when you hit the bottom of the push-up, and then count 1, 2, 3 as you come back up. Now, we're going to talk more about this idea of speeding things up in your workouts more specifically tomorrow. So I'm going to stop talking right now. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber or follower of the show. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.